Good news if you work downtown and you like to eat. More restaurants would be opening downtown if a city official's plan is successful. I'm Jessica Palumbo, and this is the WJCT Business Brief with the Jacksonville Daily Record's Mike Mendenhall. So, Mike, what we're talking about here is city incentives geared at specific businesses. Who's proposing it and why?
So it's being proposed by Downtown Investment Authority CEO Lori Boyer. The idea is that there currently aren't a lot of restaurants in a condensed area in downtown. It's very spread out. So what Boyer wants to do is take available first floor retail and incentivize restauranteurs, entrepreneurs to come in and fill those spaces, specifically in the Laura and Hogan Street corridors.
It's a couple of blocks from City Hall, right around the corner from Hemming Park. Why there?
So that area currently has the most empty spaces available in downtown. And the thought process is that as the residential density in downtown Jacksonville rises, she also wants to make sure that the density of restaurants rise with it. There's a fear that if those types of services and draws don't grow with the residents, that eventually it'll plateau.
And we're about to see possibly a lot more people moving to that area.
Yeah, so the Jack's Chamber anticipates nearly 10,000 residents will be in downtown within 2 years. Some of those projects would include the Laura Street Trio, apartment developments in Brooklyn, as well as what Vestcor is currently working on in La Villa. So they really want to make sure that there are things to do. But beyond the residents, they also want to draw in more people from outside downtown to really create a nightlife. One of the issues is that most of the eateries and restaurants aren't open past 5 o'clock. As soon as those folks that work in the corporate offices leave, all the restaurant traffic leaves with it.
What is the solution?
So what Lori Boyer is proposing is to either expand a current grant program under the DIA, which helps businesses with build out and improvements, or create a new incentive program that's specifically targeted at restaurants. And Boyer told me in an interview in October that she's really looking to move fast on it. She wants to have a proposal in front of her DIA board by February. The hope is to have at least 5 restaurateurs open and operating in that corridor by 2021.
Okay.
And the project actually has 2 additional elements. One has to do with parking. Boyer believes that the density of these restaurants isn't going to matter if there isn't available parking. So she wants to open up both the Yates parking garage and the Ed Ball parking garage to patrons of these restaurants.
As somebody who has gotten multiple parking tickets downtown while I was just running into a restaurant at lunchtime, I think that sounds like a fantastic idea.
Yeah, and I think people that are coming downtown at night would also have a peace of mind knowing that their car is safely in a garage where they can park for free. So the third and final part of this proposal would actually incorporate something that DIA has been envisioning since 2014, and that's converting many of downtown's one-way streets into two-way thoroughfares. She's hoping to start with both Adams and Forsyth Street to convert those to two-way as a start. She believes that the DIA has money in their budget to do at least those 2 streets now. The rest of it would have to be parceled out over a several-year period.
If everything is approved and we can look into our crystal ball of how that would change downtown, what are we looking at?
You're looking at a downtown that is theoretically easier to navigate, where there's more parking and where there are more options for foodies.
That's the Jacksonville Daily Record's Mike Mendenhall. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo, and that's the Business Brief.